Traffic Department and the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force is implementing changes to ensure that the roads are safe for motorists and pedestrians alike. That's according to Assistant Superintendent of Police and the officer in charge of traffic, transport and garage in the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, ASP Panel Brown. In an interview with NBC News, ASP Brown said they are compelled to make these changes due to the concerning careless driving of motorists, particularly public transport drivers on the road.
We have been observing for quite some time that motorists, especially persons who are driving or operating public service transport, they have been very reckless on our roads. They're driving without reasonable consideration, they're driving carelessly, and they only think about themselves while operating on our roads. We have seen that trend for too long, and we at the traffic department, we have revamped our leave system and the way in which we work to cover persons or motorists who are driving on our roads for on late evenings. Normally what used to happen is that by 5:30, 6 o'clock, the traffic police normally used to be off the road. But since we have revamped our leave system in order to meet the challenging times and what is happening on our roads, we have police officers now working up to 9, 10 o'clock in the night on the road. So we are covering more hours during the day and night to ensure that our roads are safe.
ASP Brown said that as a result of complaints, the traffic department will be clamping down on colored lights, adding that imported vehicles will have to be modified in keeping with the laws of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
A lot of motorists are complaining that at night while they are driving, they have all colored lights coming towards their direction and make it difficult for them to maneuver while these lights are coming towards them. And we have experienced it ourselves too. So we are clamping down on the colored rears. Almost every motorist want additional colored lights added to their vehicles to enhance the value. And, I mean, they are doing this at their own risk. It is against the law. The law strictly said that your motor vehicle must be equipped with two headlamps, one to the right, one to the left. Should have two side lights and park lights. Never say you must have bumper lights, which must be showing yellow, green, or blue. And I have heard persons saying that this is modern time when the vehicles are manufactured, when they come with six and seven lights to the front, that we must accept it. But until the law ain't change, we can't accept the vehicles like how they come from the manufacturer. The vehicle must be modified when they come here to suit the laws of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Brown also noted that discussions are ongoing to deal with the issue of loud music in vehicles. He said it is against the law to add speakers to vehicles without the permission from the Commission of Police. He also cautioned against the use of unedited music.
Adding speakers, amplifiers, equalizers, and so on to your motor vehicle is against the law. The law clearly states that permission must be granted from the Commissioner of Police for you to play these in your motor vehicle, and it does not specify omnibus or private vehicle. It said vehicles. But I believe discussion is taking place presently with the relevant stakeholders to have this music thing rectified. The whole issue of playing music, whether edited or unedited music in public service transport, it is not accepted. And for you to be playing unedited music in public service transport, it is causing for the police to take serious action against you, to have your musical apparatus seized and taken to court. It is that serious. Even though you're in your private place and I am in the public road and I am hearing you playing these unedited music, you are playing music like to cause a breach of the peace. It is against the law. And persons, whether in your house, your motor vehicle, needs to know that.
Furthermore, ASP Brown urged motorists to be courteous and show consideration for other motorists and pedestrians on the road.
It is time that we adapt the principle of being courteous and considerate to other road users. Hence, we will avoid a lot of accidents and incidents on our roads. We have also seen where persons might be driving at 20 miles per hour and somebody who is behind them wants to pass, blow their horn and see the traffic ahead is clear and try to overtake them and they will speed up. That is not good at all. If you are not in a hurry or you're not driving at a particular rate of speed and somebody wants to pass you, give them the opportunity to pass and go where they're going. Just extend some courtesy and consideration for other road users. If we have to do that, we will avoid a lot of accidents and incidents on our roads. Stop the texting while driving. Majority of the motorists is either they have something in their hand drinking or eating. It takes away from you your attention on the road. You have either your phone, you have some juice, some roti, or something eating. Or you have some children loose in the back of your vehicle or in the front, and you have to pay attention to them. These are a lot of things that cause accidents.
Assistant Superintendent of Police, an officer in charge of the traffic, transport and garage in the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, ASP Panel Brown. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.